Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is show number 429. I really appreciate you joining us. It's going to be a great show. We have Jeffrey Dameron, CEO of A Kid Again, in the studio with us. But before we get to him, let me remind you that if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And please go to my office Facebook page and like us. That would be awesome. Also, past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Okay? So, yeah, as I said, we have Jeffrey Dameron from A Kid Again. And hey, Jeffrey, thank you so much for being on my show today.
Thank you for having us, Doctor.
It's awesome of you to come, and I'm really excited the more I learn about A Kid Again. And it's funny because I have to say I had heard of A Kid Again, but I didn't exactly understand what it was, did I, when I told you what I thought it was?
That's okay.
So tell me what it is.
Yes, A Kid Again fosters hope, happiness, and healing for families raising kids with life-threatening illnesses. So all illness long.
All illness long.
You can be diagnosed with leukemia, let's say, at the age of 6 and join.
Wow.
And we have two criteria. You're under the age of 20.
Okay.
And you've been diagnosed with a life-threatening illness. So if you are 6 years old, you come to A Kid Again, bring your entire family, you can stay until you're 20.
Really?
Yes.
Now, what do you mean by stay? Do you have like a room for me to sleep in? I'm just kidding.
Good question. No, tell me. Yeah, you can join and come to our events. So we schedule the events locally per market. For example, we have an office in Cleveland, one in Columbus, one in Cincinnati.
Okay.
So in Cleveland, we'll take those kids up to Cedar Point, Wildwater Kingdom, that Cedar Point also owns the Cavs, the Cleveland Zoo. In Columbus, we'll do a father-son basketball clinic with the Buckeyes, mother-daughter pampering at Penn Zones.
Kings, you take them
Island
to Cavs games?
We do.
Boy, I want to have a life-threatening illness.
The Cavs typically donate about 100-plus tickets a year.
Wow, that's
to
awesome.
Our kids through their players. And down in Cincinnati, you go to the Reds, you go to the Newport Aquarium, you go to the Cincinnati Zoo, and then collectively we take the kids from Columbus, Cincinnati, and Dayton Children's Hospitals down to Kings Island. So we took 3,180 just last year.
Wow.
In 2015 to Kings Island.
Wow, that's awesome. So you're putting smiles on as many faces as I am.
Well, we're trying to. That's right, we're trying to.
And so if the kids are suffering from these diseases, do you go pluck them out of the hospital bed and take them to Kings Island, or how does this work?
Good question. We work with physicians, with nurses, with clinical folks at children's hospitals,
yes,
to get referrals from kids.
Okay.
And those nurses and social workers, day in and day out, are watching these poor little children or youth be ill in the hospital, and they passionately want something positive for the kids, so they refer them to us. We also get referrals from parents that are in the program that say to other parents, hey, you going to Kings Island? You go into the you know, the Columbus Crew, you go into the Blue Jackets, and when they say, how do you do that? Well, join A Kid Again.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so joining just means signing up.
Correct. You fill out the paperwork, your doctor signs your prognosis, your illness, and confirms that you do have a life-threatening illness, and then you can join and come and bring your siblings. So if you've got 5 or 6 siblings, everybody's included in the program.
And you know what's neat about that is oftentimes, I'm sure you know this, that if there is a sick child, it kind of drains the family's resources. It drains their free time. The other children kind of miss out on some mom and dad time, correct? Because they're dealing with the ill child. And so here's a way for the ill child to almost give back, right? And say,
absolutely,
hey, you guys all get to come because of me.
Absolutely. And if an ill child decides, well, you know, I don't have to be in a kid again anymore. I'll just go back to my friends. I've seen siblings say, wait, I want to go be a kid again. Come on now. I was having fun. And it's so, the first time I'd had fun in several years because of the illness. So, you know.
And so they'll urge them to stay in.
Absolutely.
So to speak. And they're allowed to, as long as they're still fighting the disease.
That's correct.
So even if they're in remission, they're feeling fine right now, which is probably the best time to do some of these fun activities, right?
Correct. And you know, if a child's still in the hospital and the siblings are able to come with a parent, we encourage that as well. So wow. Everyone gets positive times together just forgetting about being sick. We're giving illness a giant timeout and enabling them to be a kid again.
And then they get to, and it's healing too, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's very healing.
Now, see, I had mistakenly thought it was an adult being allowed to be a kid again.
Right. And quite a few people think that, but I will say this. This will be our 19th year doing our father-son basketball clinic with the Buckeyes.
Wow.
And, you know, I've had so many dads who give you shirts, shorts, basketball, go down to the men's locker room, get dressed where the Buckeyes dress, come up to the practice facility for 2 hours.
Wow.
And dads have said, I feel guilty. Well, why? Because I think I'm getting more out of this than my son is. This is amazing. I'm a Buckeye. So, you know, it's encouraging to sick kids and their siblings and their parents who face such horrendous times of being concerned about losing a child with a life-threatening illness. I mean, there's nothing any worse, in my opinion, in this life.
Yeah. Parents shouldn't outlive their children.
That's right.
And so the threat of that must be terrible to live with that every day.
It's frightening. You know, it's frightening.
Yeah, it seems to me that if of all of the people in your life you can lose, a spouse, a parent, a brother, a sister, or a child, it seems like from watching the way people react is losing a child is the worst.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So how did you get involved personally?
You know, I had my dad's sister started a wish granting group called Special Wish in Columbus, and I volunteered there for 7 years. And then I worked there for 7 years. And the only thing I saw missing was we were choosing when to grant your wish because it's one wish per lifetime.
Oh, is it? Okay.
And when the wish was over, all the hope was gone because the kids anticipate the participation. Then they participate at the event, and then they have memories. And I felt if you could keep that going, then that is healing throughout the illness, not just one time.
Wow.
So we wrote a letter to Kings Island and asked for 100 free tickets.
Okay.
Kings Island, we actually now have a statue of one of our kids there, Gabriel, who we lost from osteosarcoma, who had cancer, and a bronze statue for we had a student from CCAD, Columbus College of Art and Design, did this life-size statue of Gabriel.
Really?
And Gabriel thanks Kings Island publicly for 50,000 free tickets in the first 20 years of our partnership.
That is awesome. That's
isn't that great?
That's really cool. And by the way, osteosarcoma is a cancer of bone.
Yes.
Yes.
You're right.
Just for the folks.
You're
that
absolutely right.
Didn't know what that was. Mm-hmm. So you started off by telling me the kind of the mission, and there were three things. Mm-hmm. Tell me those again.
Hope, happiness, and healing for our families.
Okay.
Now you get hope when you anticipate the fun time and getting out of this illness and getting out of the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You get happiness while you're participating with your brothers and sisters and your parents and your friends, all your sick kid friends at Kings Island or the zoo. And you get happiness and you get healing as your attitude adjusts to the more positive side. It's much easier to fight the illness than it is when you're depressed and in the hospital.
Yeah, I think we hear all the time about being a fighter and I'm going to beat this disease.
Yes.
And there's a lot to be said for that. You really have to.
There sure is.
You have to want to live in order to, for your, I guess it boosts your immune system.
It does. And you need to be encouraged.
Right.
And that's, I think being a kid again is very encouraging.
So I think this is so cool because you took something that all of us nationwide have heard of, Make-A-Wish.
Make-A-Wish, Special Wish.
Yep. Special Wish.
Training groups. Yep.
And improved on it. I didn't.
Well, I think one of the things that's so exciting about this is our volunteers. When we granted a wish, they were with the child. But now they can follow the child all illness long. You can serve the kids throughout their illness and serve multiple kids. And donors can choose, you know, which event they want to help. And it really stretches your money. For example, when we go to Kings Island, if someone gives us $10, okay?
Okay.
Kings Island gives us free parking, free admission, We buy lunch from them. They give us free admission to Dinosaurs Alive, a separate piece of the park, an entire day in the park. And every child we take, sick kids and siblings, we line them up and give them $10 to spend in the park.
Really?
So because of that $10 gift, if we can line a child up and Kings Island takes care of the rest of it, it's $10. You give us a dollar, we'll make it 10 because of Kings Island's gifts. And wow, that's the way we partner with, whether it's OSU, whether it's Cedar Point, whether it's the Columbus Crew or the Columbus Zoo. Last year had 1,224 Akitigan family members there at Dream Night at the Zoo. The first Friday of every June, they close the zoo to the public, welcome our kids in, hold the zookeepers there. It's educational. It's hands-on. It's incredible. You can ride camels. You can feed the giraffes. And they feed you dinner there.
Wow.
And they're an incredible partner.
How many hundred did you say?
We took 1,224.
Yeah. Wow.
510
That's awesome.
To the Blue Jackets, 345 to the Crew. So it's, I mean, it's large groups that we typically take.
I want to talk more about that when we come back from what we're going to do. Actually, is we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. So if you're tuned in, you're going to have a chance to win free flowers from Vice Number Florist here in a second. But before we do the question, well, first of all, you want to remember the three things that Akitigan provides is, tell me again one last time.
Happiness and healing.
Okay, that's going to be important. But before we do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Brush your teeth, keep them looking clean and bright. Brush, brush it, brush, put the brush. Brush your teeth, every day and every night. Brush, brush it, brush, put the brush, brush, brush.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, we are doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. My guest today, Jeffrey Dameron, is the CEO of Akitigan, an awesome charity whose mission it is to foster what for families raising kids with life-threatening illnesses? Is it A, to foster hope, B, to foster happiness, or C, to foster healing, or D, all of the above? All right, the winner will receive free flowers from Vice Denver Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile Radio and Roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavitko & Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko & Associates today, 614-262-9255.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kavitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kavitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kavitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kavitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kavitko & Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Come on and smile, it's a fact.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We have four people on the line, and let's ask Jeffrey to pick a number between 1 and 4.
4.
4, that would be Nancy. Okay? Yeah. Nancy, let's go to Nancy. Hey, Nancy, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. Thank you for listening and for calling in. Do you have the answer to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day?
All of the above.
All of the above is correct. Hey, had you heard of a kid again before?
No, I have not. I've been sitting here listening to it while I'm driving.
Okay. Pretty cool, huh?
Yes, it is.
And what do you do for a living, Nancy?
I work in a lab.
In a lab? You probably help figure out whether some of these kids are getting better or not.
Right.
That's awesome. That's right. All right. Well, hey, stay on the line because we want to make sure you get these flowers from Weissdember, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, Jeffy, you were going to say something.
I picked 4 because I have 4 grandchildren.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I have 2 2/3.
Very. One on the way.
One on the way, exactly.
Special delivery.
Yeah, special delivery coming on July 19th. I have 2 grandsons and a granddaughter coming around July 19th. What do you have?
We have 2 girls and 2 boys.
2 girls and 2 boys.
Yep.
And are they all healthy? And
they are.
Everything?
Thank
so
God
you're
that, yes.
fortunate there.
Yep. Praise the Lord, they are.
Okay. Now, okay, so before we went to the break, we were talking about all these awesome adventures, 1,224 people to the zoo and Kings Island. And so you must have to have, okay, so these are considered partners. So the zoo actually donates to your cause, and so does Kings Island and Cedar Point and these other places, the cabs. But you also have to come up with money because they expect you to buy lunch, which means when you come with all these children to Kings Island, you need some money to buy all the kids lunch, plus you give them $10 each. So where does that come from?
We've been very, very blessed with some incredible board leaders that know they know people in the community. We've been very, very blessed with incredible volunteers and hundreds of donors. So, for example, we have 11 staff members statewide. Throughout
statewide?
The state of Ohio, yes.
Really?
And we have over 1,000 volunteers.
Oh, wow.
So the staff they're responsible for helping to coordinate all the events and helping to coordinate the volunteers, our unpaid staff members, if you will, so they can perform all the duties that need to be done to plan the events, to purchase whether we're buying T-shirts for an event or whether we're buying the $10 gift certificates or the lunch and what we're going to serve at each of our events. So, yeah, wow. There's a lot to do.
Wow. So are there 3 in the Columbus office and 3 in Cleveland? And
We've got more in the Columbus office because it's the home office, and we do all the back office here. We do all the insurance. We do all the HR and everything out of Columbus.
Okay. Yeah. And I think I told you I drove by your office.
Yes.
It's on Sankas.
It is on Sankas and Dearborn.
Yeah, Sankas and Dearborn. That's not too far from where my mother-in-law lives. So I drive now. I realize I drive by it on a regular basis, and I didn't even know that until after we met. Okay, so I imagine you also have some of your awesome, awesome partners, the ones that provide a lot of the funding. Are there some companies or individuals you absolutely want to make sure you thank today?
First of all, it's Kings Island, our largest donor ever.
Okay.
About $3 million worth of free tickets that they've given to us. Yes,
wow.
It's incredible what they've done. White Castle is a huge donor. Safe Light Auto Glass is a huge donor. And I know I'll miss some, but we've been very blessed with Interim Healthcare. They come into your home for an interim time.
Really?
And provide healthcare.
That's the name of the company, Interim Healthcare.
Tom and Ann DeMarco that own Interim Healthcare have been extremely generous to us. The Dispatch Group, the old Wolf Enterprises.
Right. They recently sold, yeah.
Right, but Wolf Enterprises have been just terrific to us.
Right.
So we have a a number of folks that are incredible.
You know, there are a lot of things that wouldn't happen in the city if it weren't for the Wolf family, and a lot of it they do kind of privately.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. They always have with us, very, very quietly and very generously. So
that's awesome.
Grateful.
I hope to get someday to the point where I can, you know, give back, you know, thousands of dollars and do this kind of stuff that those families are able to do. But I'm working on it.
That's all right. You're doing a great job. Just sharing the day does amazing things, Doctor.
So, if somebody like me or somebody like my neighbor wants to support A Kid Again, how do they do that?
You can go to akidagain.org. That's an easy way to give online. Another thing is just to become a volunteer.
Yes.
You know, Doctor, because we have 1,000 people around the state of Ohio that are active with our kids, that's the way we're getting things done, not just the 11 staff members that
right.
we're paying. I call our volunteers our unpaid staff members.
Right.
Just because they're accomplishing so much. And I'll tell you this. I found years ago, I was a pretty selfish individual. You know, I wanted things for myself. And I learned when you start to serve a child
yeah.
with a life-threatening illness in their family, they're so grateful. They're so gracious. They're so kind. They always give me more back than I give them.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
Exactly. I found that myself. So I tell you what, hang with us because we need to go to another break. If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is The Reasons We Smile with Jeffrey Dameron of A Kid Again, episode number 429, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kavitko.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kavitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kavitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kavitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kavitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkavitko.com.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kavitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Brush, brush, and brush, but you should never swallow it.
Brush, brush, and brush.
All right, we're back with Jeffrey Dameron of A Kid Again. And before the break, we were talking about the super, super donors, the people that you really want to make sure you thank. And we didn't have time to get them all in before the break. So tell me there are others, all right?
There are. Barbasol. So if you shave with Barbasol.
I do.
Your wife, I do. Do you really?
I do.
They're amazing.
I always have.
Murray at Barbasol and all of his folks are great. He lives right in Upper Arlington.
Cool.
Kroger. Is incredible to us. Nationwide Insurance, Community Insurance Group, Messer Construction. We've just been really, really, really blessed. One of our new ones is going to be LIDS, and the LIDS Foundation chose A Kid Again as one of the 5 main charities that they're going to support this year.
What is LIDS? So, what do they mean?
LIDS, two guys came together 20 years ago to have the greatest hat store in America.
Oh, okay, hats.
And now
okay.
there's 1,350 in America. And,
wow. So. I'm thinking the lids to mason jars or something.
Right, right.
No, the
right.
Hats.
It's
okay,
hats, yeah,
lids.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. And as I said, we do the mother-daughter pampering at Charles Pinzone's Grand Salon. And Debbie Pinzone has opened up the Grand Salon for 17 years for free for our kids.
That's awesome.
She's incredible. Yeah.
That is really neat. Yeah, I do a thing. In fact, it's coming up June 10th, Dentistry from the Heart, where I open up the office and we do free dental care for everyone, extractions,
wow.
fillings, cleanings.
That's incredible.
And we'll do 200 or 300. I think the 1 year we did almost 400. And you talked about when you give back.
Yes.
You get more than you give.
Yes.
And it's so true, because I'll tell you what, at the end of the day, when we do our Dentist from the Heart, I am absolutely exhausted.
Yes.
And feel the best I feel in an entire year.
Absolutely.
You know,
yes.
I had to tell this quick story. There was this dentist I'd been hounding to help. You know, every year I'd go, hey, can you help me do this? No, I'm busy, or maybe next year. And I kept going back. And of course, when she finally figured out I wasn't going away, she said, okay, I'll help. So as we got closer to the date, we started getting little emails and comments from her and her staff that, well, we didn't know it was from 7 to 7, or we didn't know this, we didn't know that. And I'm thinking, okay, she's probably going to be really mad at me. But I did tell her. It wasn't like a big surprise.
Right.
So at the end of the day, I'm still working, because even though we end now at 4, so it might be 5:30, and I'm still with the last few patients. She came over, and she's standing in the hallway, and I thought, oh, I'm going to get an earful, you know? I'm going to get an earful. And so I stepped away from the patient, went out and thanked her for her help. And she said, you know, I've been in practice for 19 years, and this is the most fulfilled I've ever felt.
That's incredible.
And that just made it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Serving others in their time of need is an incredible blessing back to the person that's serving.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And it almost makes me feel guilty that I feel better than, you know what I mean? It's like, I got to make sure, am I doing this for the right reasons? But
right, yeah.
I think I am.
Absolutely.
And it's okay that we feel good too, right?
I think so.
Yeah. All right. So now, how does somebody... Okay, so people listening, they say, well, my child has leukemia, or my child, I didn't know about this. So what do they do? How do they sign up? What's the process?
You can go online to akidagain.org.
Okay.
And it says for the families, and you click that, and you can download the application for a family. You'll have to take the application to your doctor.
Okay.
So they can sign what the illness is and their prognosis. And, doesn't take that much time, actually.
Okay, I was going to ask you. So aside from getting into the doctor to get that form filled out, once you have that in your hand, how quickly would it happen?
Within hours.
I mean, really?
We can get you enrolled, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So if a family who is in a kid again knows that you guys are going to Kings Island in a week,
yes.
And they say to you, hey, you should sign your child up because we're going in a week, it's going to be fun, they could actually do that?
We work very hard to integrate the kids. And we do two things that we get big pushes from the hospitals. One is Kings Island, and it's because it's such a big day.
Right.
Two is the holiday party, because at the holiday party, it's an incredible... We go to Reynoldsburg High School, and we set up this huge area with Santa, with holiday pictures, with entertainment, with crafts, with games of chance, except there's no chance you're not going to win. You always win. We have face painting. We have crafts to make. It's an incredible day. And then we feed you lunch.
Oh, wow.
When you leave, you pick up a trash bag full of gifts. And
really?
It's in a trash bag, so the kids are... It's disguised to the kids. But inside, all the gifts are separately wrapped for each child. And we ask the kids in October, what would you like for the holidays? And we'll spend up to $25 per child. Our volunteers go out, buy the gifts, wrap the gifts, and then put them in trash bags. So the kids get to take those home, and mom and dad decide, do they go under the tree because we just don't have anything else we can buy this year because of medical expenses?
Yeah.
Or can they open them up now? So
wow. And what day do you hold that?
That is typically the first week in December at Reynoldsburg High School.
Awesome. Well, Jeffrey, thank you so much for being on my show. We're just about out of time. This is a wonderful charity that you do, and you do a lot of great work, and you should be very proud of yourself.
Doctor, thank you for being our great partner in caring about others.
Awesome. That's awesome. All right. Well, hey, let me just, that is all the time we have. So before we sign off, let me just remind you that... if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. If you want to follow A Kid Again on Twitter, are you on Twitter?
Yes.
Okay, tell me.
A Kid Again.
A Kid Again.
At A Kid
okay.
Again.
How simple is that? All right. Be sure to join me next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell you a little something. Before we leave, let me tell you a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614 614-
614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.